The next thing that we find in this passage is this, is lastly, Christ alone. Christ is superior and supreme. Christ alone, he is the one that determines man's destiny. Look at verses 35. The Father loveth the Son, and he had given all things into his hand. You know, we talk about the sovereignty of God, and I know this morning that y'all had a lesson in the book of Jeremiah about the sovereignty of God. And I know this, is that, you see, when it comes to the sovereignty of God and realizing, and if we understand, and I trust that we understand, when I say sovereignty, when I believe that, when I read that God has given all things into his hand, that doesn't mean part of the things. That doesn't mean 99% of the things. That means 100% of all of the things, you see, that pertain to life and to the history and mankind and this whole purpose of redemption, all things have been given into his hand. When we say he is sovereign, listen to me, that doesn't mean that there is another entity that does on its own whatever it wants to do. When we say God is sovereign, that means he's absolutely sovereign. And right here, let me tell you what, right here, it's right here where the depravity of the human heart raises up and say, I don't want that. What do you think? It's this part right here. When you think about the love of the Father that loveth the Son, and he had given all things into his hands. And when you think about ultimately what brought, you see, the Lord Jesus to Calvary's cross, it was the very fact that the Lord Jesus in his ministry made it very plain and clear that in order for salvation to be had and to be secured, that it was not in mechanics of religious activities, it was not in this or that, but the Lord Jesus makes it very plain and clear that if you don't believe that I am he, then you will die in your sins. The Lord Jesus makes it very plain and clear that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus makes it very plain and clear that unless, you see, people realize and recognize that he is the only Christ, there is but one Christ, and that unless you come to see him face to face as the Christ, you will perish in your sin. And it's right here where they've said, we will not have him rule over us. Crucify him, nail him to the cross, give us Barabbas.